check.
Through with a radio check. Couldn't get the call sign, but you did come through, but you were scratching. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo. Even hit the repeater.
TCD, I'm sorry I missed the last message.
W1JE, attempting to hit the 610.
You did, Scott, in Gerald's yard.
I just needed to unfold my antenna to make it work. Anyway, somebody called in real low in the noise, but they were readable. W1JE, good to hear you, Tom.
You too, Scott. Go ahead, other station. Okay, Scott. Well, your antenna's doing good, full quieting in Gerald's yard.
It's Amazon folding special. I mean, this thing's got to be at least quarter wave, if not half. Huge. But it folds up really nice.
Even as it is, we just got home from shopping, and I just got back in the vehicle, and I noticed that other station was pretty weak. But I heard you just fine, buddy. Nice to hear you. Oh, I've been shopping. I've been to a shoulder surgeon. Got evaluated, and everything worked out. And now I'm just going back and forth, running over thousands of acorns here that I blowed away from the chicken pen.
Acorns, huh? Well, we got a lot of oak trees that might start growing. Yeah, hey, back on August 10th, I was at the gun show. I passed out, fell over like a tree, and broke my jaw in three places. Spent 5 days in the hospital. That wasn't the bad part. Once they got me unwired and started feeling things, they missed a bone spur and I had to go in for a second surgery, and that is what's really affecting me right now. Everything else is fine, except my jaw. I have a hard time eating.
Well, you sound good. Yeah, I was, matter of fact, out of Vietnam, and I was in the Oakland hospital after lung surgery, and the guy across from me had his jaw shot off with an AK-47, and they kept grafting bone from down on his hips, and then he'd wait, I don't know how many weeks, because I was there 4 months, and it would die, and it really affected his mind bad, and he was a good man. He was a corporal in the Marine Corps. I felt so sorry for him, but, you know, back in the 60s, they weren't as up-to-date as they are now.
Considering everything they did to me before surgery, I got a full CT scan, full MRI. I got a lung doctor that's pestering me to come in and look at a little node that's on my lung, which I'll get around to. But it's, it's not fun. I do feel sorry for that guy. Anybody who has a jaw messed up, everything else functions, but the jaw, and that's the affects everything else. Anyway, I got to get back to what I'm doing. I'm trying to catch up on all the stuff from the storm. I just finished putting the generator away, getting gas taken care of with Stabil, so we're ready for the next one. And still trying to get things going. Anyway, good talking to you. I'll be clear on your final. Whiskey 1, Juliet.
Great to hear you. Yeah, he had his jaw, his teeth were all together and wired shut, and he'd have to talk to you through his teeth, and I don't envy you. That was no fun at all, and I witnessed a lot of heroes and a lot of bad things, and that's not one of my wants, to have my jaw wired shut. I'd probably die, Bernie said. Take care, Scott. Glad to hear you're doing fine. We survived the storm fine. There's a few trees down way out back, but good Lord, Mother Nature blessed us. Take care, Scott. W1JE in 0TR 73, and I'll be clear.
TR, Cable, Bridge Gate.
I want to talk to you. You just been absent without leave all morning.
I went and tried to run my business this morning, even without the tool truck.
That, Patrick, that Maurice and I was talking about you on the way home. We've been to Aldi's and Walmart, and I had to go see a shoulder surgeon. That worked out all right. I don't have to have surgery unless it keeps bothering me, and he thinks it's in pretty good shape. It's my arm's numb, but nothing real bad. But being that I had surgery on it before, I thought, better do a little preventative maintenance and get checked by a real doctor. And he was really great. You'll never guess his name. His name was Dr. Pill. Really nice young man. P-I-L-L. I never joked about it with him because I figured he'd had enough of that.
Heard that his entire career.
But he's really at the top of his game. They got some good people down there. This was at Patewood, but it was Stedman Hawkins, and they're great people. I've got no problem with them. Well, I'm just pulling in the drive. Are you still out working right now?
On my way home, and I'm driving down the road I would normally drive down, because this is the first time I've been able to get through here, and you would not believe the destruction up through here. It's just, I don't know, it's indescribable.
Yeah, I've seen some horrid pictures from up there. Well, we just come down Rutherford Road, you know, where you leave our house and just go down to the second stoplight and turn right. And there's still, I don't know if it's celiacs or if it's service entrance cable going across the road, but I don't think they realize it. They shut it down several days going towards Dave Watson's house, and they reopened it. But whatever it is holding it up, it's sagging back to the north, and so it's making it one lane, and there are no cones, no signs, no anything. And you come around there, there's two box trucks ahead of us, U-Hauls headed north, and if you don't know it, it goes to one lane, but you can't see around the curve in front of you. So tonight around rush hour, it's going to be really bad.
This year, there's several places that they've got coned off because the road's not there, or there's nothing under the road, so people are flying down through here like it's another, just any other day, and running up on that. So somebody, I hope nobody gets hurt. But just wanted to give you a shout and see how you and Miss Bernice were doing today.
Well, we're doing fine. You can get by Thursday, come on by. Here's somebody going to holler at you from the table here in the carport.
Hi, Patrick.
That's the War Department.
Bernice. And I look forward to sitting down with you for a few minutes Thursday and enjoy the fellowship.
We'll talk to you then. KO4HKX and 0TR. I got to unload groceries. 73 is Patrick.
You and Miss Bernice have a good evening. KO4HKX, mobile.